This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Not to anthropomorphize it, but I'll tell you what, inflation is taking its own sweet time getting back down to the 2% the Fed wants it at. Talked about that a little bit with Nila and Jordan, the CPI and the PPI that were out this week, higher than expected. But also there is this, a sign of inflation progress. The Labor Department reported today that the price of imported goods rose 0.3% in February. That is down from an 0.8% increase in January. So Marketplace is Justin Ho now on whether disinflation at the import level can help bring down inflation overall.
A big reason import prices went up in February was because of rising energy costs. But the picture looks different when you set those costs aside, says Megan Schoenberger, senior economist at KPMG.
Everything else outside of petroleum, oil and gas, fuel for industry, all of that did slow quite a bit.
Schoenberger says the price of imported consumer goods rose at a slower pace in February. Same with the price of imported vehicles.
Orders are down quite a bit. Stocking up has slowed down significantly. So that's good news, particularly for the new car prices that we could expect down the pipeline.
That's because prices at the import level can affect prices that show up in other inflation data. Erica Groshen is senior economic advisor at Cornell's School of Industrial and Labor Relations. She's also the former commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which puts together the Import Price Index and the Consumer Price Index. Groshen says CPI can be affected by import prices, whether they're picking up or slowing down.
If you have an importing company like IKEA or something like that, right, you can expect that a lot of price changes are going to be passed through to consumers pretty readily.
Overall, import prices are down almost 1% from the same time a year ago. Jay Bryson, chief economist at Wells Fargo, says that's welcome news for the effort to bring down inflation. Thing is, Bryson says import prices are not the big problem right now.
The big problem with inflation today being its general stickiness is in terms of the service sector.
As in the price of medical care, insurance, rent, haircuts. Bryson says two-thirds of consumer spending goes to services, and those aren't really something we import.
It's not like I'm going to Mexico to get my haircut.
And to bring down services inflation, Bryson says we'll need to see more of a slowdown in wage growth and housing prices. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.